This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Missouri has tapped a state reserve fund for cash flow purposes for the second consecutive month. Yesterday, the Office of Administration said the state has borrowed $100 million from the Budget Reserve Fund, the same amount borrowed last month. The funds must be repaid by next May 15th. Missouri State Budget Director Linda Lubring says the reserve fund can be used if monthly revenue collections do not meet monthly expenditures.
So just big picture here in the state of Missouri, what happens? Our revenue comes in a little bit later in the fiscal year. Our spending tends to be more spread out throughout the fiscal year.
Also yesterday, officials said Missouri's revenue collections increased 6.6% through the first 2 months of the new fiscal year. Officials said the revenues were boosted by Missouri's share of a national mortgage settlement. The University of Missouri's football team will host its first Southeastern Conference game on Saturday night, but KBIA's Zach Garcia explains how Delta Airlines is preparing for the occasion as well.
Delta Airlines has added an extra one-time direct flight from Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport to Columbia Regional Airport on Saturday, ahead of Missouri's matchup with the University of Georgia. An extra nonstop flight returning to Atlanta has also been scheduled for Sunday morning. The flights are in addition to the regular daily flights between the airports that began in June. Delta spokesman Trevor Banstetter says the flights, with round-trip fares ranging from $442 to $663, were added to meet a high travel demand for the Saturday game.
This is all about the football game, and we occasionally, when we see an event like this where we figure there's going to be a lot of additional customer demand, and when we have airplanes available, we will go ahead and schedule extra flights to accommodate those customers who want to get there.
Banstetter expects the flights to be near capacity. City of Columbia spokesperson Steven Sapp is pleased the flight additions will allow for more college football fans to attend the game.
We're certainly thrilled that Delta decided that they would add some extra flights to ensure that everybody that wanted to get in for the game could, and that everybody wanted to get back home could do that as well.
Delta also recently announced a second regular daily weekday flight departing for Atlanta beginning this week. Saturday's game marks the SEC season opener for both Missouri and the visiting Georgia Bulldogs. Zach Garcia, KBIA News.
Missouri lawmakers are studying what could be significant changes in the state's criminal code. A special joint legislative committee is holding its first meeting next week, with others planned for later this month and in October. The panel will look at ways to make Missouri's criminal laws more cohesive and consistent. The Missouri Bar has recommended several changes. They follow a four-year study of the criminal code by a committee of prosecutors, defense lawyers, members of the courts, and the legislature. 11 hospitals in rural Missouri will share $262,000 in federal grants to help speed up their internet connections. Governor Jay Nixon says the grants will improve the telemedicine capabilities of the hospitals and their affiliated clinics to connect patients with medical specialists located elsewhere. Grants are going to hospitals in Albany, Fredericktown, El Dorado Springs, and other cities. The federal money is to be distributed by Missouri in 7 installments between December of this year and July 2014. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has found some common ground with Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. Kinder said yesterday that he does not believe the Republican-led legislature should override Nixon's veto of a bill that would retroactively reimpose local sales taxes on vehicles. Like Nixon, Kinder says local taxes should go to a vote of the people. Kinder says he also has concern about the constitutionality of retroactively taxing people. Lawmakers are set to meet September 12th to consider whether to override Nixon's veto. They passed the legislation in May in response to a state Supreme Court ruling that struck down local taxes on vehicles bought out of state or from individuals. Some lawmakers contend the ruling puts Missouri auto dealers at a disadvantage and hurts local governments. Some Columbia homeowners are taking advantage of packed hotels this year by renting out their properties on home game football weekends. MU's transition to the SEC has inspired a number of homeowners to open their homes for a weekend to visiting fans. Dan Reed, local property owner, decided to join the bandwagon after hearing about the money other renters were hoping to earn.
I heard people here talking about what they were getting for their places because of their proximity to the stadium. And I heard the kind of money they were wanting to get for it, and I was like, well, this is just too stupid to pass up.
Reed works in Columbia full-time, but only stays in his apartment 4 to 5 times a week. So he says renting his home on the weekends for extra cash seemed like a good opportunity. The criminal case against the highest-ranking Catholic official in the United States to be charged with shielding an abusive priest is poised to reach a surprisingly swift end. Jackson County prosecutors and attorneys for Kansas City Bishop Robert Finn have agreed to have a judge hear their case today, weeks ahead of a scheduled jury trial date. Finn and the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City and St. Joseph are each charged with a misdemeanor count of failing to report suspected child abuse. The judge will hear the case this afternoon and is expected to reach a verdict later today. The charges stem from the Reverend Sean Radigan's child porn case, in which church officials knew about photos on the priest's computer but didn't turn him in for 6 months. Fulton's Westminster College has received license approval to open a new campus out of state. Arizona granted the school approval to open a campus in the state's third largest city of Mesa. President Barney Forsyth says that researchers found there was an underrepresentation of private residential higher education in Arizona. Forsyth says that the school's intent is to hire mostly in the Phoenix area for the new campus.
That staff the Mesa campus will predominantly be from the Mesa-Phoenix area, although the campus dean there is actually coming from Fulton.
The city of Mesa is establishing four new schools, which will be part of an effort to bring private higher education to the greater Phoenix area. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.